From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Montgomery is quiet this morning after state lawmakers worked right up to the midnight deadline before adjourning this year's legislative session. As is often the case, many bills receive final passage on this final day, but two of the most controversial bills fell short. We wrap up this year's session with Alabama Public Television's Don Daly. Don, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Andrew. It's always nice to be with you.
I want to start with those bills that didn't make it through, that being a gambling proposal, along with a ban on gender-affirming therapies for transgender youth. What happened with these two measures?
Not surprisingly, gambling did not resurface on the final day of the legislative session. You may remember that before the break, back on May the 6th, the House could not reach consensus on a comprehensive gambling bill that would have included a lottery, casinos, and sports betting. So a lottery-only bill was introduced late in the day on May 6th. A lot of lawmakers were just seeing it for the first time, so it was never voted on. And because consensus couldn't be reached and a lot of other things needed to be considered on the final day of the session, a lottery and gaming bill was not brought back up, but there were a lot of lawmakers talking about the prospects for it next session, the next regular session that starts in January. Speaker Mac McCutcheon recently told me lawmakers would have time next year to pass a gambling measure and could do so in time to get it on the November 22 ballot. So he says the issue is not dead.
And quickly, the bill that would ban gender-affirming therapies for transgender youth.
Yes, this bill has been on the House calendar a couple of times in the last few weeks, but it was always at the bottom of the agenda. It's been a controversial piece of legislation throughout its life. It got out of the Senate and it passed a House committee, but was never brought up for a House floor vote until very late in the session. Transgender advocates pushed back hard on this legislation, and it ultimately died because it was never voted on the House floor. Its prospects for a future session are not clear at this point, although the sponsors have been pretty committed to it.
Well, let's go over some of the bills that did make it through on that final day. A lawmaker spent time debating a ban on curbside voting, which did pass. What do we hear from them?
Yes, the curbside voting ban passed the House and was ready for Senate action for a number of weeks at the end of the session and was not brought back up until the final day. It was very controversial. Democrats pushed back very hard. They are not for, as they put it, any effort that would curb voting, whether it be curbside voting or other measures. But those who support the legislation say they felt it was necessary given what we learned during the pandemic. There was a push, of course, during the pandemic to allow curbside voting. Those who oppose it say it compromises the security of the ballot, the chain of custody of the ballot as it goes outside of the polling place and passes through several hands.
Well, lawmakers also passed a ban on so-called vaccine passports. What were both sides saying about this?
This seemed to generally have a good deal of support. It, of course, born out of the pandemic as well. And the premise was that Alabama didn't want to be one of the states that based whether people could go into certain buildings or attend certain events without a so-called vaccine passport or proof of vaccination. We're not the only state that has looked at this, but lawmakers in Alabama didn't want to go there in terms of going toward requiring vaccine passports for admittance to buildings and events, and so they ultimately passed this ban.
Well, there are always items that lawmakers don't get to, some more critical than others. What's the thinking right now about a special session later this year?
Well, at least one special session is a foregone conclusion, and that will deal with reapportionment. It's something that lawmakers have to get accomplished before the end of the year and weren't able to do so in the regular session because of the delay in census information, which is crucial to their work in redrawing legislative district lines. That special session on reapportionment is expected in the fall once lawmakers finally get all the information they need in the late summer. There's also the issue of prison construction, which is hanging out there. Some lawmakers have suggested that possibly a brief special session this summer could be held to address our state's prison issues. Others suggest that maybe it could also be put on the call for that special legislative session dealing with reapportionment in the fall. But as I say, at least one special session appears almost certain.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He's offered weekly updates throughout this year's legislative session. Don, thanks so much.
Andrew, always nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.